The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. I am Todd Starnes, and we are broadcasting from Atlanta, or just north of Atlanta, Georgia, in Gainesville, Georgia, at our great affiliate, WDUN. I'm sure the FBI already knows all about that. Wow, we've got a lot going on today, everybody, and a lot to get to. Breaking news developments, even as you and I speak and hang out together on the radio, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Now, last night, we got word from our good friend Mike Lindell that he has become the latest target of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Cut number one.
Today, the FBI, you're going to hear this, and you're probably already hearing it in the news. The FBI came after me and took my phone. They surrounded me at a Hardee's and took my phone that I run all my business, everything with. They could have just, what we've done is weaponize the FBI. It's disgusting. I don't have a computer. Everything I do, have that phone, everything was on there, and they told me not to tell anybody. Here's an order: not to, don't tell anybody. Okay, I won't. Well, I am. So,
all right. There's you heard it from Mike Lindell, and we can confirm through the FBI that agents did in fact stop him during a run at Hardee's restaurant. This all happened as Mike was heading back from a hunting trip. He was in the drive-thru at a Hardee's, and all of a sudden, he was surrounded by all these FBI agents. Now, personally, I think the most interesting part of this story is the fact that Mike Lindell likes to eat at Hardee's, and of course, Hardee's is now responding, and we'll get to their response in just a few moments. Very clever, the folks who run the Hardee's Twitter page. But Mike Lindell, he was ordered to surrender his cell phone. And Mike did what we have been instructing you to do in the event that you get the knock on the door, you get accosted in the Hardee's drive-thru by the FBI, is that you immediately call your attorney. You don't talk to the FBI. The FBI, ladies and gentlemen, not your friend. And I don't care who you are, Republican or Democrat, you need to immediately lawyer up. If the FBI has a question for you, they can wait until your legal counsel arrives on the scene. Because the feds, the government, they are not your friend. They will try and twist everything you say. And again, I hearken back to the 1960s when the FBI was literally waging a terrorism unit targeted at members of the civil rights community, including Martin Luther King Jr. So anyway, poor Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow and a great supporter of this radio program, by the way, a sponsor of this radio program, Mike Lindell was ordered to hand over his cell phone. He was then questioned for about 15 minutes, interviewed for about 15 minutes. The agents presented him with a search and seizure warrant. And it's our understanding that Mike Lindell actually shared the gospel message with one of the agents. And hopefully, just hopefully, that message took hold. He was not arrested. So we reached out. Mike has been a longtime friend, and I actually we have exchanged a number of text messages over the years, and so I sent him a note this morning, Grace Baker, asking for if he would come on the program and explain what went down, and he replied almost immediately that he would, and then I realized, Grace Baker, wait a second. Mike Lindell may not be in control of his own cell phone right now. I could very well be talking to some sort of a government agent posing as Mike Lindell.
That's true, Todd. We don't know exactly who you were corresponding with there.
So then, Grace, what did I do? I gave Mike's number to you to call so that he could call our listener line. And now the FBI may, in fact, have your number.
I know, Todd. And listen, if they come for me and they take Merlo, there will be protests in the streets. I have no doubt.
Oh, there's no way they're getting Merlo.
No way. She's a national treasure.
So anyway, I'm sending Lindell. So I send him a follow-up message, and I say, not sure if you got your phone back from the Gestapo.
Oh. Any reply there?
So no reply at this point.
Yeah,
so,
I haven't gotten anything.
So I don't know. I will say this, Grace, last night, as I was getting this information, and again, this is all about intimidation. The FBI is sending a message, and the message is, if you are a Trump supporter, we don't care who you are, we will come after you. It doesn't matter if you're a guy who owns a pillow company. It doesn't matter if you're a campaign supporter. It doesn't matter if you are a talk radio host. The FBI is coming after you. We know last week the FBI issued at least 50 raids on Trump supporters simply because they support President Trump. So, Grace, here I am sitting at the hotel last night in Atlanta, and I'm wondering to myself, when is the door going to burst open, and when will the FBI agents be coming in demanding my phone?
Well, obviously, Todd, too, they don't care where you are. I mean, he was at a flipping Hardee's.
Hardee's!
Like, what's next? Todd, you're going to be at Chick-fil-A getting your sweet tea, and it's like, boom! And it's like, I was just trying to have my lunch. Give me a break.
Hardee's put out a tweet, now you know that we exist, you should really try our pillowy biscuits.
That's clever. Got to give them that.
They're very good biscuits, by the way.
I don't think I've ever been to Hardee's, so I was like, I've heard the name, but I was like, I don't even know what they serve.
It's a fine fast food restaurant, and they deserve a whole lot better than this. But I can tell you, I think the people at Chick-fil-A, if the FBI tried to stage a raid, they would push back, not on our property. You get out of here, FBI agent. It is not our pleasure to serve you.
Exactly. I think that's what they would say.
I think that's exactly what they would say. But the message here, I'm sitting there last night, Grace, and again, I've covered politics for years. We've been in more fights over the, it's just, you get used to this kind of stuff. But even in spite of all of that, you're reading about Mike Lindell, and here I am sitting in this beautiful hotel in Atlanta, and I'm thinking to myself, well, what should I do, you know, if the FBI comes knocking on my door? And they want you, and the whole point is they want you to think about that because that, they believe, is going to intimidate you.
Yeah, and live in fear. That's what they would like.
That's all they want. You support Donald Trump, there could be a knock on your door at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oof.
That's the message here. I mean, it's very simple, and sadly, it's very effective because there are a lot of people who are diehard Trump supporters, and you know what? Their free speech is going to be chilled because they don't want the knock on the door. They don't want to be sitting at church singing, you know, Love Lifted Me, and all of a sudden they're being dragged out of the church house by armed government goons. Nobody wants that. And the idea that we now, ladies and gentlemen, live in a nation where we have to live in fear of that, is that the kind of a country you want? I mean, I hear what the Republicans are saying, but if, in fact, they do get the majority in the midterm elections, there not only must there be hearings, there must be justice served. People need to go to jail for what they are doing. This weaponization of our federal government. We pay the salaries of those FBI agents. We pay the salaries of the Internal Revenue Service agents. And we know this is all coming from Barack Hussein Obama. We know that, ladies and gentlemen, because that's exactly how they operated the government during the 8 years of the Biden administration. You stand against Obama, you're going to pay a price. And a lot of us did. A lot of us paid that price. But I'm prepared. I'm not going to be intimidated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And they may try to knock down the doors of my radio studio. They may try to take away my cell phone, but I'm not saying a word. Got a telephone call out of the blue. And this is why I'm suspect now, because just out of the blue, a few weeks ago, I got a telephone call, or rather an email message, from a Forbes magazine reporter demanding to know what I was doing at Mar-a-Lago recently. Well, first of all, it's none of their blasted business what I was doing at Mar-a-Lago, but since we are all friends, I will tell you that I'm working on a new book, and the president graciously agreed to sit down for an interview for my book. The Forbes magazine people were demanding to know if the president shared any confidential information with me. Well, that's none of their business. And if they want to find out what the president said, they're going to have to buy a copy of my book. But I got to thinking, in light of what happened with Mike Lindell, I got to thinking, well, wait a second. What if we're on somebody's radar? What if they really do want to know what was happening during that interview down at Mar-a-Lago, which, by the way, we had recorded? Well, I can tell you this, they're not getting diddly squat from yours truly, folks. We're not going to play that game. I'm not going to be intimidated, and I'm not going to be bullied by the FBI. And you should not either. This is an outrage. And ladies and gentlemen, I know it is probably terrifying for a lot of you, especially if you are new to politics. Maybe Donald Trump excited you and you decided to get involved and campaign and become a supporter. Maybe like many Americans, they believe that there were shenanigans in the last presidential election. Maybe there are some of you out there who are young Americans and you've never experienced anything like this and you're worried. You're worried about getting the knock on the door. You cannot let that control your life. You cannot allow yourself to be bullied or intimidated by federal agents. You just can't do it, folks. That's what they want us to be. That's what they want us to do, but we cannot do that. We've got to take a stand here. As painful and as scary as it may be, just like when the FBI was dispatched at the request of the Biden administration to go and bully and intimidate moms and dads who stood up at school board meetings. What happened? Well, in the wake of that, more moms and dads stood up at school board meetings. So we've got to take a stand here. We also need to take a stand with Mike Lindell. And what does that mean? Well, it means we need to go and support his company. And we've got our own page, mypillow.com/Starnes. And I would encourage you to go and buy something and show your support for Mike Lindell. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I'm curious to hear your take on the latest FBI raid, the FBI stopping Mike Lindell at a Hardee's drive-thru in the middle of nowhere, which means they were tracking the guy. They're probably tracking all of us. Are you intimidated? Are you going to be bullied? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. All right, well, President Trump came right out of the gate last night and condemned the FBI over the attacks on Mike Lindell. And I want to read to you what the president had to say, writing on Truth Social, the president accusing the FBI of being weaponized. The president said that our nation is now a laughingstock. We are now officially living in a weaponized police state, rigged elections and all. The president says that the majesty of the United States is gone. Can't let this happen. Take America back. Do you agree with Donald Trump here that we are now a laughingstock, that we are now living in a weaponized police state? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Will you stand with Mike Lindell? Let's go to Georgia. Ann on the line. Ann, what say you?
Good morning, Todd. You were on Martha Zoller's show this morning at the end, and I called and made a reference about getting off your blessed assurance and voting and not believing in this so-called red wave, because the Democrats do not want us to get out and vote. And too many people sit back and go, oh, red wave, I don't need to go vote. We are living in the time of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, you either bow down and kiss fanny to this regime, or you stand firm with God and fear not. Fear not is a command. It's not a suggestion. Okay? And the FBI, even though I'm calling you, and you are friends with Mike Lindell, they are more than likely interested in my phone calls. Let them come.
And I think that's the mentality we have to have, is we're not going to be bullied. We're not going to be intimidated by the FBI. We're not going to be intimidated by the Internal Revenue Service. And by golly, if in fact the Republicans do take control of the House of Representatives and the Senate, they better get off their blessed assurances, and they better fight back, and they better get justice for all of the patriotic Americans who have been victimized by their federal government. And appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. And I love that phrase, because it is time for all of us to get off our blessed assurances and fight back. By the way, big elections last night, and we're going to get to that a little bit later on in the program. Great news for even more Trump-endorsed candidates up in New England, where you could see the red wave sweep across even places like Vermont and New Hampshire. I mean, that's how disgusted people are with what's happening in their country right now. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Tucker Carlson, among those weighing in last night on Fox News Channel on the Lindell raid. Let's take a listen.
I told you last night that the Biden administration has politicized law enforcement to the point where it feels Soviet. And we were not overstating it. The FBI has just raided the guy who sells pillows on this channel, not because the pillows were bad, but because they don't like who we voted for. Matt Finn is tracking the developments in that story tonight. Matt?
Tucker, Mike Lindell, known as the Pillow Guy, reports on his live stream, Lindell TV, that FBI agents located him, questioned him, showed him their badges, and asked him questions about Colorado and Dominion voting machines, and then provided him with a warrant to seize his cell phone.
And he says, we're FBI. I said, show me your badges. So they show one badge. I said, how about yours? You know, because I don't trust anybody. Like, you know, there's bad people. Well, they do that, and they said, what do you want? And says, we need to talk to you. So I pull over, and...
Mike Lindell said he initially told those agents he would not surrender his phone because he does not have a computer and runs all of his businesses off of that phone. Lindell published on his live stream what he claims was the warrant for that phone. We do not have Lindell's account confirmed right now, but we will be looking into it and keeping you updated, Tucker.
FBI raiding the Pillow Guy. This has got to be peak insanity. If that's true, at some point, you know, this can't continue.
And it is true. We can now confirm through the FBI that they indeed did raid Mike Lindell at the drive-thru of a Hardee's restaurant. And it does feel, and I like the word Tucker used here, it does feel Soviet, does it not, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, we have the stories. We have Mike Lindell's videos. You got to go check that out over at the website, toddstearns.com. We are broadcasting from our great affiliate, WDUN, in Gainesville, Georgia. We'll be right back. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. Y'all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, our good friend, wants to give back exclusively to our listeners. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. You better order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable, and they have a cool, crisp feel. And they come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so you better order right now. Call 1-800-986-3994 and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-986-3994. Or you can go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS. You know, I do like the way Tucker framed that, because it does feel like there's this Soviet-style feeling in our federal government right now. Look, this is what Donald Trump has been talking about for years when he would talk about the deep state, these very nefarious people within our federal agencies who are hell-bent on circumventing the United States Constitution and silencing dissent in America. And unless we rise up and root that out, which is what Donald Trump had been doing, and look, this is why people in the federal government hated this man. This is why the FBI tried to stop him from becoming president in the first place. When you go through the numbers of investigations they have launched against President Trump, and we're talking about well over a dozen, and every single investigation turned out to be fake. Every single one of them. So they're just trying to find something to stop him from running for re-election, and they're trying to do something to stop you from vocally and actively supporting him. What is it that Trump always said? It's not that they're so much after him as they are coming after you. And I think now they've realized that it doesn't matter if they come after him. He's not going to stop. Trump is not going to stop. They thought just maybe they might be able to intimidate this guy, but it turns out that Donald Trump, well, it's a family-friendly radio program. Let's just say that he's got a backbone of steel, that one. And so what is the FBI doing? Well, they're going to plan B, which is to go after you, thinking that you may not have backbones of steel, and you may very well stop supporting President Trump if it means you're going to get a 3 a.m. wake-up call from the FBI. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. I want to start in Nevada. Tom on the line. Tom, what say you, sir?
I agree with that. Since they started putting all these investigations towards President Trump, this time it feels different. It's like I wouldn't put it past them to make up some evidence against him, to forge it and try and convict him or something that way. They don't want him to be president, and we have to stand up against it. If we don't take back the House and Senate in the midterms, we're all up the proverbial creek without a paddle.
Well, it gets worse than that, Tom, because that's exactly what they did. They did try to make up evidence against Donald Trump. It was called the Steele dossier. And now word broke yesterday that the primary contributor to the Steele dossier, in other words, the guy who wrote most of the dossier, a guy by the name of Igor Danchenko, turned out he was a paid confidential informant of the FBI. So they're already doing, Tom, what you feared they might do in the first place. It is that bad, and we've got to root out every single one of these people. Tom, appreciate the call. Good thoughts there. Let's go to Mike on WHKP, our great affiliate in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, Todd, you know, I appreciate you being on, and I am a retired veteran. I served in Germany, Korea, Vietnam. There's a storm. And when I hear these people going to people's houses, they're like Gestapo. And that's how I feel about that. And, boy, I hate to hear that. Serving our country, thousands of us served our country. Some of them gave their lives for this country. And you hear people like that going to civilians' houses. And it's a total disgrace. And that guy that's called president, boy, I could say something, but I won't because it's on the phone. That's how I feel, Todd. It's a shame. I mean, not only myself as a veteran, thousands of veterans suffered. And then this guy, he comes out and he does what he's doing. That's a disgrace. He's a traitor to America.
Look, they are doing, and it's not that they're doing the bidding of the Biden administration. They're doing the bidding of the federal government. I think in a way you almost have an unelected bureaucracy that's actually running the country and making those kinds of decisions. And this is what Donald Trump was trying to root out. And that's why there has been such fierce opposition to this man from day one, is that they knew that they could not control Donald Trump. They knew that he was his own man, and whether you like his tweets or not, whether you like his language that he uses or not, he doesn't care. Donald Trump is who he is. He is comfortable in his skin, and he doesn't care what the FBI does, and he doesn't care because he knows he's done nothing wrong. That's the issue here. Mike, appreciate the call. Gotta run. 844-747-8868. Let's go to North Carolina, Kirk on the talk station. Kirk, what's going on?
Just calling about, I just saw the story this morning about Tim Ryan with his comments about killing and confronting Republicans. And I don't know that it's rhetoric in his case, but all that aside, I mean, why is it, I mean, I guess I kind of know the answer. Why is it that Republicans get nailed for saying rhetoric and Democrats repass? I mean, they literally can say anything they want. And I've seen no backlash, no censure, nothing from his fellow congressmen, nothing. And no one seems to care.
Yeah, and no one does care, and the media is going to give Tim Ryan a pass. Had that been a Republican out there calling for the execution of Biden supporters, there would have been marches in Washington. There would have been another committee formed on Capitol Hill. They would have thrown the congressman, had he been a Republican, out of office. But they tolerate that kind of language. And here's the reason they do that, Kirk. And it's a pretty despicable reason, but this is how they operate. They don't believe Trump supporters are deserving of rights. They don't even look at Trump supporters as being human. And I want to illustrate this point. This is not hyperbole here. You have to go back to the Hillary Clinton basket of deplorables. She used another word in that description. She was speaking to a large LGBT organization in New York City on 42nd Street, and she told them that we were not just a basket of deplorables, but we were irredeemable. That means we were beyond redemption. You had Joe Biden coming out on the campaign trail in the last presidential election cycle. And what did he call us? He said that we were the dregs of society. So in their mind and their thinking, Kirk, the Democrats are conditioning people to look at us as not being worthy to live, to even exist. And that's why you see so much hate and violence directed at people who support the conservative movement.
Yep.
All right, Kirk, appreciate the call, and I hope that answered your question. 844-747-8868. Let's squeeze in another call before we go to break. Jerry in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, what say you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You're not going to like this. I think hundreds of thousands of people in your audience aren't going to like this. But when you consider the state of the country right now with the FBI, with the DOJ, with the crime that's going on, with everything you just talked about, with you know, how they're going after MAGA supporters and how we're irredeemable and things like that, for all those people who are, say, in Pennsylvania, who are you going to vote for now? You're going to vote for Oz or Fetterman? Are you going to let abortion be the thing that's maybe puts this country down the toilet? There's bigger fights than abortion right now. And as much as I know, I feel like I'm, you know, making a personal affront to you. I don't mean it that way, but we've got to pick our battles. And right now we've got to save the country. There's no chance of convincing Fetterman about the abortion, but there is with Oz. And for all those people who are going to hold their, not hold it, stay home because of abortion, you're making a huge, huge mistake.
So look, I'm glad I don't live in Pennsylvania, because I can tell you, but I would tell you that Dr. Oz still not getting my vote. And I agree. Look, I hear what you're saying, Jerry, but I think the bigger issue facing America is flushing the dead babies down the toilet.
Todd, you're wrong. It's not. There are so many things that are more important than that. I mean, and I'm not saying that, you know, flushing babies down the drain I'm not trying to mitigate this thing. It's a small thing, but my God, you can't walk out. You know what it's like in Memphis. It's the most dangerous city in the country.
Because there's no respect for life. Jerry, there's no respect for life. Look,
there's no respect for law. There's no respect for the police.
But there's no respect for life. Life, Jerry.
But you're wrong, Todd. I'm sorry. I love you. I've been listening to you. Remember a few years ago when you were on Fox? And Nike went with Colin Kaepernick. You had some crazy listener call up and burn.
I remember.
That was me. I've been listening to you forever, and I hate to differ with you, but you're wrong. It's so much more important to save the country. Abortion's going to be nothing if we have the Stasi, the FBI, looking in our windows at night.
All right, Jerry. Look. You and I are going to look, we're going to disagree on this. I get that. And I respect your opinion. I know you respect mine, and we're going to be able to have those debates on this radio program. But I'm going to throw your question out to the audience, because I think it's a fair question you ask. And unfortunately, in Pennsylvania, people are going to be faced with this choice. Do you save the babies or do you save the country? Now, I will say this, that even, you know, we just had the conversation about irredeemable deplorables. This is all about marginalizing life. And that's why I do believe this is the quintessential issue facing our country. So, folks, I'm going to throw it out there to you. And, Jerry, appreciate the call. And you give us a holler back one of these days. Where do you stand on this? I mean, you people in Pennsylvania are going to have a choice. Do you vote for Fetterman or do you vote for someone like a Dr. Oz? But I'm telling you, we've got to get out and vote on election day, period. I don't care if you're in Pennsylvania or if you're in Georgia or any of the other battleground states. Every vote is going to matter on election day. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, we talk a lot about supporting our friend Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com/Starnes. Mike has been a longtime supporter of what we're doing here. And he gave us a special website, wants to make sure that all of our listeners are getting incredible deals and discounts and access to all of his great products. And I appreciate that. MyPillow.com/Starnes. And I can't imagine a better way to send a message to the FBI and send a message to the Biden administration than all of us to get on that website right now and go buy something. And Christmas is coming up. You got birthdays. You got anniversaries. What better way to celebrate than with a beautiful collection of the MyPillow towels or the bed sheets or those incredible MyPillows? On all sorts of great sales going on right now. Use my promo code Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes. And let's send a message that we're not going to be bullied or intimidated. We'll be right back. Uncle Tom 2 is the eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Todd Stearns here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historical footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, and the NAACP's sinister agenda. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone with Brandon Tatum and Vody Bachum and Chad O. Jackson. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD now at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com, SalemNow.com. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us. A lot of people wanting to weigh in today, so we're just going to get right to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Randy in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Randy, what's on your mind?
Hi there. We're an unintimidated Air Force vet here up in North Georgia. A couple of quick things. We're not going to let the American Gestapo intimidate us. It's just not going to happen. And the other thing, no, you're not going to like this. I agree with your phone caller. If we lose the country, we can't fight the other fight against abortion. So do we lose the country and go that route, or do we, you know, fight against abortion and lose the country? I mean, it's like you have to do the big one first and then the next one later. I get it. We go to church regularly. I understand what you're saying. But, you know, you have to fight the big fight before you fight the other battles. That's my opinion on that.
Well, I'm hoping, and look, I mean, Dr. Oz right now is, I believe, neck and neck with the stroke survivor, John Fetterman. So maybe he's going to pull it. By the way, Randy, have you seen pictures of this guy? You know, Fetterman looks like the guy smoking dope in his parents' basement eating the Funyuns. He wears the hoodie all the time, and nobody could figure out what's the deal with the hoodie. Well, now we know he has some sort of a massive, like, mound of flesh protruding from his neck. It's almost like a second head, and people are really wondering if there's something medically wrong with this guy.
Oh, and one more last thing. The other thing, talking about Dr. Oz and whoever he's running against, and like Herschel Walker. You know, Herschel wasn't my first choice, but I can't vote for Warnock. So we're kind of in that kind of area. You know what I'm saying?
Well, look, I heard Herschel, had a chance to visit with him a few days ago. I was speaking at an event where he was speaking as well. And I can tell you, a lot of people in Georgia are fired up. And I think he's going to be finishing very strong. So we'll see how that race goes. Randy, appreciate the call. God bless you. And yeah, look, folks, we're not going to agree on everything. That makes for a boring talk radio program, right? Let's go to North Carolina. Mike on the line wants to talk about MyPillow. Hey, Mike, what's up?
I love it, Todd. Great show. And look, I'm absolutely going online tonight and buying a bunch of MyPillow stuff. I think every company that stands up against these guys, and you've got great coffee companies and other people, support them. And support the movies and things, Top Gun. Look, here it is. It's great, all-American, pretty clean-cut movie, and it's busting the box office. Go see it. You know, it's a great movie. So I think every chance we get to speak with our dollars is absolutely great. And I don't know what I believe all life is sacred. The animals in the woods, unborn babies, I'm for all of it. But I'm going to vote for Republicans over Democrats every single time, whatever their exact views. So anyway, keep up the good work. It's great. And everybody get out there and buy some of Mike Lindell stuff. It's great stuff.
MyPillow.com/starns, Mike, and you're gonna that's the cheapest you're gonna get. Mike's got some great discounts on literally everything, and send him a message too. And that's really what this is all about: sending a message that we're not gonna be bullied, we're not gonna be intimidated by these Gestapo-like tactics. Period. So, Mike, appreciate the call and thank you for listening, all right. Folks. We got a great show coming up. We've got our good buddy Lee Greenwood, who is going to be here in just a little while. Not only is Lee a great singer, he's also got a brand new Bible out. It's a Bible study. He's going to tell you all about it. It's pretty awesome what Mike is doing. Also, our good friend from Truett McConnell University, Dr. Amir Kanner, is going to be here to weigh in on the big culture issues. We're also going to get into another scandal involving this museum in Memphis, Tennessee, the Pink Palace. Now they're mocking Catholics with drag queens dressed as nuns. I mean, what the heck is going on over there? And by the way, your tax dollars are funding this nonsense. All right, we got to take a break here. We're going to be taking your calls as well. 844-747-8868. If you agree, you disagree, give us a holler. And by the way, if you disagree, you go right to the top of the lineup. We'll be right back, America. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite cun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Just yesterday evening on the White House lawn, inflation reduction was a silly thing. I woke up this morning and I rewrote this song. Let me tell you how it really seems. Whoa, it seems Biden has no brain. The stupid things that his staff cannot explain. When you hear Joe speak, you think that he's insane. In the office, he can't remain.
Stop talking. Yeah.
Oh, it seems Biden has no brain. Gave a speech that I thought would never end. I'd say Joe resign if I really was his friend. Not going to the White House again.
And the vocal stylings of Jim Gossett, only on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Joe's got no brain. Welcome, everybody. Hope you're doing well today. We're broadcasting our national show from Georgia on the road. Tomorrow, I'll be delivering a keynote address at the Pray Vote Stand Conference in Atlanta. If you are anywhere in this area of the country, we would love for you to get out there and be a part of that incredible, incredible three-day conference. By the way, Dr. Ben Carson among the keynote speakers, and of course, I'll be delivering an address tomorrow. But right now, we're so honored to be hanging out at WDUN, our great affiliate here in the North Georgia Mountains. Well, folks, we've got a lot of people wanting to weigh in on what the FBI has been doing. The raid on Mike Lindell from MyPillow. Our good buddy Mike Lindell was in the drive-thru of the Hardee's, which I believe is the best part of the story. When in fact the FBI surrounded his vehicle and took his cell phone. The message: we cannot be intimidated. We cannot be intimidated. Brooke writing on our Facebook Live page, Todd, that the Gestapo is out in full force. David writing in, the FBI was born out of corruption and still is today. It has always been used as political thug force. And he's absolutely right, by the way. I mean, from day one, the FBI has been used as political muscle. Wendy says, I stand with God, Mike Lindell, and Todd Starnes. We love you, Wendy. Thank you very much for those kind words. Mark says, I'm going to buy a MyPillow and send it to my local FBI office. Look, don't do that. I don't want these people getting a good night's sleep. No, they need to be punished. No MyPillows for you, FBI agents. And you know what I'm getting a little sick and tired of? I'm going to tell you what I'm getting a little sick and tired of. All of these people calling it. Well, Todd, you know, this is not about the rank and file. No, you know what? At this point, it is about the rank and file. We talk about having, 14, 15 whistleblowers? There ought to be 4 or 5,000 FBI whistleblowers. And at this point, if you are employed with the FBI and you're not out there raising your voice and standing up to this thuggery, this Gestapo-like jackbooted thuggery, then guess what? You're part of the problem, too. I say the same thing about the TSA, the touching sensitive areas people. You know what you're doing. You know you're violating the civil liberties of people every time they go to get on an airplane to go visit their grandma. And you stand there and you do nothing about it. Well, guess what? You're just as guilty in my estimation. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones here. Judith in Georgia, what say you?
Well, I am an old lady that's been lived in Georgia all of her life. I'm 81 years old, and my father fought in World War II. He was a paratrooper. And I believe that we're in the place that 1938 Germany was, and instead of going after the Jews, they were going after mega Republicans, people who love their freedom and their country. And I also think reporters are using the wrong pronouns, because they don't just hate Donald Trump. They are terrified of Donald Trump. They are so afraid of what he's going to do, they feel like they have to somehow get rid of him. And I think any protest at the Republicans will always be considered a resurrection, and that they will never call it anything else, no matter what.
You know, Judith, it's interesting you made that comparison. We have made it many times on this program, and especially during the pandemic, when who did the government target? They targeted the Christian churches and the Jewish synagogues. They didn't bother the mosques. Those folks were off limits. But they even went after the Jews trying to bury their dead. You might remember we talked about this. We had the video on our website of the New York City Police Department going in and breaking up mourners at several Orthodox Jewish funerals. This is pretty despicable stuff that the left and the mainstream media have been doing. So I appreciate the reminder of that comparison. Judith, God bless you, and thank you for listening to WDUN. Let's go to Minnesota. James on the line. James, my apologies. James has left us. All right, 844-747-8868. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, our good buddy Lee Greenwood is going to be here with an exciting new project to announce. We're going to be taking your calls as well on the Gestapo-like tactics of the FBI. Also, we have an update on some exciting election news coming out of New Hampshire, another huge Trump win in the New Hampshire primaries, and also some very interesting data coming in from Vermont. We'll get to that as well. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
If you claim to be a Christian and you don't plan on voting in November, shame on you. And I am sick and tired of these woke folks making false accusations about Christian nationalism. Where did that term come from anyway? It is hard enough to get Christians to vote. And then you have these folks putting we who love America on an idolatry guilt trip? These are crazy days we are living in. Keep up the good work, Todd.
And thank you, Phil, from Daphne, Alabama, leaving us a shout-out on the Todd Starnes Show app. You say, Todd, how can I do that? Well, it's very simple. Just go to our website, toddstarnes.com, download the free app, and you can actually send us a shout-out, just like Phil from Daphne, Alabama did. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Good to have you with us. So the other night, I was speaking at another event, the Faith and Freedom Victory Dinner in Forsyth County, Georgia. A guy comes up to me and he gives me this beautiful, beautiful Bible that is themed after Lee Greenwood's beautiful song, God Bless the USA. This thing is amazing. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now is our friend Lee Greenwood. Lee, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Todd, and hello to you, and greetings from Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, look, Lee, I got to tell you, the Bible, I have a copy of it. It is beautiful. It is easy to read, and I love the large print and the King James Version. It's pretty awesome.
We elected to put this Bible together because I don't believe, of course, my wife and I, Kim, we've been married 30 years, and we each have our individual Bibles on our nightstand, but we have a family Bible that gives the history of our families together on the coffee table in the living room. And when the idea came to us about having another Bible, I said, well, we got plenty of Bibles, you know, they're all over the house. And my branding team, my publisher came and said, listen, how would you like to have something that has the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Pledge of Allegiance, and the Constitution in the back of the Bible? I said, well, can we do that? I mean, this is God's book. And they said, well, and let's see what the public thinks. And we presented it to a lot of the pastors, particularly our own church in Nashville. And they said, you know, it's something I really think we need to find out how this country got started. We didn't come here to escape faith. So let's tie them together. And that's how our country got started, with those documents.
And not only does it include, and this is the Holy Bible, so Lee Greenwood did not rewrite the Bible.
No.
What's the gospel according to Greenwood? Wait, what?
No.
No, this is the God's Word, the King James Version translation, and it's got all these wonderful features, like you said, the Constitution, the Pledge of Allegiance, and it's one of these beautiful gift Bibles. One of my favorite parts is the handwritten chorus to God Bless the USA.
Well, we included that only because I was asked to do so, and again, I questioned whether or not that's appropriate. And if you know that when I wrote the song God Bless the USA in 1983, and it was Song of the Year in Nashville in 1985, in 2020 during the pandemic, we recorded another version with Home Free, the a cappella band, and the United States Air Force singers. Over 200 million people viewed that. That tells me we still have a Christian nation. I'm not worried about it at all. But they said, well, please put your lyrics then for USA in the Bible, and I did in the very back. And as you notice, I put God first in my song. I will do so in this Bible as well. It's a beautiful leather-bound book, as you notice, with those cross flags at the bottom. I just think it's so nice to hold and so nice to read. And then identify yourself with reading the Constitution once in a while. I wish those idiots in Washington would read it more often.
I'm with you, Lee, when it comes to that. And this whole idea that it's a weird movement that surfaced over the past couple of years where, people are saying if you're a Christian, you can't love America, or you shouldn't have an American flag flying at your church house. I just think that's a load of grade A hooey.
It is. And we build homes for wounded warriors, and we've done it for over 11, 12 years, and we'll continue to do so at a very fast pace. And if you don't think that freedom is free, then you need to go somewhere else, because it is not free. And our military that's paid such a heavy price to keep us free, it really bothers me when they work so hard to keep our flag flying, and somebody else think that they can disregard or disrespect our flag by putting a knee on the ground. You know, you need to stand for the flag and kneel for God. And I think if they keep those two axioms, people will be not so quick to condemn us as a nation that is not Christian.
Now, we have a link to this to the website on our live show blog, but if you want to go directly to Lee's website, GodBlessTheUSABible.com. That's GodBlessTheUSABible.com. And one of the things I love about this is you can also use this as a Bible study. So maybe if you have a small group within your church, you can use this Bible in that Bible study.
Of course, we have the international version of the Bible at home too, but I prefer the King James Version, of course, with the highlighted phrases and paragraphs spoken by Jesus Christ. So, I think it'd be a great tool to use in Bible study.
Lee, there's an old gospel song. If John the Baptist used the King James Version, then it's good enough for me. I'm not sure about the theology, but it's a great catchy tune.
I like that. Good job.
Oh, my goodness. Lee Greenwood. So, Lee, you're still out traveling and meeting folks and singing. How's that going for you?
You know, I have to be encouraging to you, Todd. You know, especially in 2020 when 200 million people viewed and downloaded my song, God Bless USA, at a time when we were looking at peril and not knowing where the next meal would come from and whether or not we'd be ever associating with each other again. We were so divided. We were so lonely. And so it's encouraging to know as I tour across the country, and we're going out west for the first time in probably 15 years, and where I'm from in California, and we probably stay away from San Francisco. That's a place I just, you know, because of the opposite side of the fence being out there an awful lot. I do have a brother and a sister still living in the Oakland area, and my sister I was raised with moved to Boise, Idaho. We're going to have a show there as well. But touring out west will give me the encouragement that I've always know is there, and that we are much more alike than we are different. We are all patriots. We love this country. And, you know, if you don't love the country, I'd suggest going somewhere else.
I'm with you. Well, we love you here on this radio program. And, Lee, I'm with you. There are a lot of patriots out in California, and they're hanging tight. They're fighting the good fight. And it is encouraging. And I think that's one of the things when you see these huge Trump rallies, you have the tens of thousands of people coming out. It's just a reminder that we have a lot more in common than the media and the politicians want us to believe.
Yeah, and Todd, I'm proud of you. You know, I have in my hand your book, Bitter America, and I love the picture with the gun in one pocket and the Bible in the other. I'm proud to be a gun owner, and I'm proud to be a Christian. And so, if you want to call me that, you can call me that. But it tend to change. Media is our enemy, and colleges are all stuffing our children with the wrong message. I have two sons. One just graduated TCU in Fort Worth, Texas. It was a great school, and they were not teaching him the wrong things. Our older son, Dalton, who's 27, just got married in April, and he's at Vanderbilt getting a PhD in cancer research. He is also getting the right message that science is not necessarily the only answer, but God has the final answer. And so we do get messages occasionally from people who think they're knowledgeable about how this country's going, but I think they're getting fed the Kool-Aid, they're drinking the Kool-Aid, and not listening to the real message of Christ.
Well, I think you're right, and we're going to leave it there. And Lee, you know, I make my home now in Memphis, where I was born and raised. And so if you ever come on over I-40, and I'll treat you to some good old barbecue down in Memphis.
I love that. One of our first shows with the judge was there at Mud Island. And, of course, Bass Pro Shops, who's helping us build homes for wounded warriors, has that huge facility there at the Pyramid.
Yes,
a pyramid.
Yes,
and,
they do.
I haven't even been in it yet, but I've seen it so many times.
It's pretty spectacular, and some great restaurants in there as well. So, Lee, thank you so much for coming on the show. Congratulations on this great, beautiful new Bible that you guys have out there.
Thank you, Todd, so very much. Have a great day.
Lee Greenwood, everybody, and this Bible, GodBlessTheUSABible.com. We have a direct link to it. They gave me a copy night before last, and I've been reading that, using it in my quiet time since I've been here in Atlanta, and it's just a beautiful Bible. One of those keepsake gifts, or maybe if you've got a kid graduating high school, or maybe you just have a loved one in your family and you want to give it to them, I would encourage you to get yourself a copy of this. This is God's Word. It has not been rewritten or anything. This is the King James Version of the translation, and it's a large print Bible. With all my eye issues, I appreciated the that part. And by the way, may I just say, Lee Greenwood has very good penmanship, Grace Baker. He literally hand wrote the chorus to God Bless the USA. The guy's got some good handwriting.
I believe it. You know, they don't
and a great singing voice.
That too. Well, you know, they don't really teach good handwriting anymore, but he's from the generation that did. So
I know. It's God bless cursive writing.
I know. I agree. I know how to write in cursive.
All right. We got to take a break here, folks. Pay some bills. We will be going to your calls as well. 844-747-8868. Again, that's a toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. A link to the Bible over on our live show blog. Check that out. We'll be right back from Gainesville, Georgia. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us today here on the Todd Stearns radio program. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, and we get so many every time I go out and I'm speaking to a group, the first thing people do is they come up and they don't say we listen to the radio show, which many of you do. But the first thing they say is, thank you for sending out those emails. Thank you for covering those stories and letting us know about what's happening. And I can tell you that our team is fighting every single day to tell those stories. And it's tough. Look, we know that the censorship from social media is there. As a matter of fact, we were checking some analytics. Our engagement on Facebook this month down 92%. It's only because Facebook is throttling our information. And it's happening to a lot of people. It's also happening to our good friend Dick Morris. You see him all the time on Newsmax. He is a best-selling author, and Dick is being censored even as we speak, and he is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Dick, good to have you back on the program. What's going on?
Thank you. If we get interrupted in the middle of the show, I hope it's because we're cut off, not that I've been dragged away to prison.
You and me both, Dick. Before we jump into this, I was texting Mike this morning. Mike Lindell, we were longtime friends, and I stopped midway, and I'm like, holy cow, I think I may be talking to an FBI agent because they've got his phone.
Well, I have a very different theory about these Mar-a-Lago documents. I think I'm right, and it's totally opposite of what you hear. I do not think that those documents were important to the FBI's case against Donald Trump. I think those documents were essential for Donald Trump's case against the FBI. And I think that's why they seized them. I think that when Trump left Mar-a-Lago, he wasn't keeping those documents for a scrapbook or to tell his grandchildren. He wasn't writing a book or anything. He didn't want them around for memorabilia and nostalgia. He wanted them because they contained the smoking gun to prove the FBI's complicity and collusion with the Hillary campaign in creating and fomenting this whole Russian collusion hoax and in using those phony arguments and wrong facts to get FISA warrants to spy on Trump and his staff. And I believe that Trump knew that the Durham investigation was going nowhere, and it's just confirmed today that it's not. And he knew that this would be buried in the ash heap of history unless he took those documents himself and used them to go after the FBI. And I think that that's why the FBI acted when it did, to seize them so that they wouldn't be the evidence. I think that what will happen is we'll take Congress in November, and then we'll convene a hearing about the FBI, meaning the Republicans. And I think that those documents will be Exhibit A in really indicting the FBI, not in indicting Donald Trump.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is our good friend Dick Morris, a best-selling author of The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. You know, Dick, I think the other message here the FBI is sending, and especially going after all of the Trump supporters, upwards of at least 50, of course, Mike Lindell yesterday at the Hardee's restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they're just trying to intimidate and bully those who would dare speak out in defense of this president.
Well, not just speak out. Trump is currently working very hard at raising money for Republican Senate candidates around the country. And they are sending subpoenas to the people he's approaching for money. So he's calling them in the afternoon saying, please contribute $100,000. And that morning they get a subpoena from the FBI investigating whether they're engaged in money laundering or some corrupt activity that scares the hell out of them and stops them from writing checks. It's a deliberate effort to dry up the money for the Republicans because the FBI, which is basically its own political party now, knows that they're coming after them when the election is over.
And, of course, even in New England, you had the primary yesterday in New Hampshire where the Trump-endorsed candidate won in a very crowded and competitive Republican field. This president has support. And, Dick, I never buy into the polling data, but I've got a gut feeling that we're going to have a very good November for Republicans.
Yes, I think we are. I think that people are increasingly coming to understand the real danger of inflation. And by that, I don't mean that it bleeds you of 8 or 10% of your income every year. I mean that there's a cycle going on. The inflation, because of the massive spending Biden initiated, you get inflation. Then because of the inflation, the Democrats passed new programs for more spending to help people offset the problems of inflation. And that causes more inflation. And that causes the Federal Reserve Board to raise interest rates and induce a recession to crush the economy to stop the inflation. And that will induce the Democrats to pass new programs to aid people to make up for the income they lose in the recession, which is going to cause more inflation. And you end up with a soft currency, with a currency that nobody accepts, and huge, huge problems, the death of the dollar. And at the same time that that's happening, there's a new movement for the BRICS currencies, BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And they're about to take on Turkey and South Africa and Saudi Arabia in not accepting the dollar and accepting their own currencies as a kind of market basket. And I think that this is all fitting together into the greatest threat to America's economic superiority that we've ever had.
Dick, I want to ask you about your book. The New York Times, it did not appear on their bestseller list. And this happened to me with my book a couple of years ago. We should have been number 9. We were on Amazon's list, Publishers Weekly, USA Today. And the same thing happened to you here. Your book should be number 4 on the Times list, but it's nowhere to be found.
If you, I'm sorry that happened to you, too. If you go through BookScan, which, as you know, is the ultimate authority as to who sold what that week, I am higher than all but 11 of the 15 books that are on the list. So I should be 4, but I'm nowhere. And I believe that it's not just that they wanted to go against me. I think that the Times would. The editorial board would commit Harry Caray before they'd let a book entitled The Return, Trump's Big Comeback in 24, appear on their print page, let alone the bestseller list.
I love it. It's true, though. It's absolutely true. Oh, my word. All right, Dick, we're going to leave it there. Good stuff, as always, and you're crushing it on Newsmax, and we love you, man. You're a great American patriot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Dick Morris, censored by the New York Times. And as he said, we all sort of are living in this sort of weird world where at any moment the FBI could come in, and because of our connections and our ties with Donald Trump, and either haul us away or take away our cell phones. And someone said, well, Todd, what are you going to do if that happens to you? Well, I can tell you that I've had conversations with my attorneys, and God forbid something like that happens, we have a plan in place, and we are going to surround ourselves with our constitutional rights. That's what we're going to do, and we'll keep you updated. So if suddenly you hear Grace Baker anchoring this show, Grace, you know that I've been hauled out of here.
Oh, please, please, no. Don't leave the show in my hands.
By the way, you sent me a text message of a photo. What somebody's sending you a gift?
Yes, one of our listeners, Chris, sent me a plaque that says, "You had me at Merlot." And it's got a picture of, you know, a wine glass with Merlot in it. The drink, not the dog.
Because your dog is named Merlot.
Yes, because my dog is named Merlot. So very thoughtful.
It.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris DeBerry, that's very kind of you. So and we love it whenever you guys send us a handwritten note or send us something, and we love and it really makes everybody's day. So, Grace, you've gotten something. I've gotten something. But poor Kyle. He's just, you know.
Aw, producer Kyle.
Maybe our friend at the sausage company can bring by a case.
That's always welcomed by everybody here.
There you go. All right, we got to take a break here. We're heading to the phones, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, so now they're calling for investigations into this museum in Memphis, Tennessee, known as the Pink Palace. Now it's the Museum of Science and History. But they're all up to all sorts of LGBTQIA plus hijinks. And basically, it's a museum celebrating the LGBT community. I mean, that's basically what it is. A lot of questions about how much, if any, tax money the museum might be getting. And some people running for office now are calling for investigations. But now it turns out. So this was the this is the museum that's hosting the family friendly drag show. And they're telling people it's family friendly because the drag artists are not going to be taking their clothes off. Well, so we're glad to hear that. Now, apparently, the museum is hosting some sort of an adult event, Cocktails and Chemistry, and is hosted by a bunch of drag queens dressed as nuns. So they're mocking the Catholic Church over the Memphis Museum of Science and History. And I find it hard to believe that people in Memphis would tolerate that kind of stuff. But maybe the good citizens of Memphis, maybe they support their taxpayer-funded museum, you know, supporting this kind of drag show event. 844-747-8868. A lot of people wanting to weigh in on the stories of the day. Let's go to Jeff in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm responding to a previous caller that talked about sending their MyPillows into the FBI. I suggest that when you buy a new MyPillow, keep it for yourself. Send your old pillows into the FBI office and send it in either to the Washington headquarters or to the headquarters in Minneapolis as a protest.
You see, I like that. Yeah, the old, nasty, dirty, sweaty, smelly pillows, I think that's a brilliant idea.
Absolutely. Right. And I think everybody should do that as a protest.
Jeff, great idea. Don't send the new ones. I'm with you. Don't send your brand new MyPillows. You don't want them to have a good night's rest. You want them to be restless. All right, Jeff, thanks for the call. Let's go to James in Minnesota. James, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, I was hoping you were going to call me after Lee Greenwood and Dick Morris, and I was going to say, hey, no problem following them.
Look, both of those guys, great interviews with both of them.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so impressed with Lee Greenwood. Anyway, this caller that called you and was arguing with you about abortion was not the most important thing, I 1,000% disagree with him and agree with you. If you don't understand that abortion is the crux of the moral issue, therefore the crux of really all the problems we have in our society, then to me that's a major problem.
Yeah, and James, I see a lot of people trying to justify that. I just can't square that in my mind. I think when you go back to the root of the problem, and if you're really going to fix what is broken in America, that's the starting point.
Sure, it's got to happen morally. Morally and internally, and all this other stuff means nothing.
Right. Well, exactly. And again, with Dr. Oz, and it's a moot point now, but I mean, the fact is, voters did have an opportunity, but I think they got snookered. I really do.
Yep.
And, you know, it is what it is. But let's hope that a lot of these other races, and look, if Dr. Oz is there, I hope that he has had some sort of a conversion experience.
I agree with him and agree with you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that, James. Appreciate the call. I think we may be having some phone issues or something, guys. I'm hearing two different folks, but James, appreciate you calling in today. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Mark in the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Todd. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
You know, it's sad that these midterms and the balance and safety of this country is possibly being decided by a younger generation of pro-abortion activists. I would like to see, and there may be one out, a percentage chart on abortions done based on incest, rape, or flat-out irresponsibility by some of this younger generation. We're now dealing with a percentage of younger generation who just are irresponsible and don't care, but yet we let them vote because that's their right. I think Biden is targeting these younger generations by giving them free money for college tuition and everything. He's targeting the younger generations, and that's where this problem is coming in.
No doubt about it. And Mark, when you look at, you know, you hear people talking, like, for example, the Memphis Museum controversy. The museum says it's all about tolerance and it's all about inclusion. You know what that tells me, Mark? That tells me that people who have just recently graduated from colleges and universities are now working at that museum, and they have been, that has been pushed into their brains through their entire academic career. And so now they're trying to shove all that nonsense on the rest of us. That's what's happening here. We're dealing with a generation that's been brainwashed.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely, and that's the problem. And this thing with Mike Lindell and the FBI, you know, they're targeting that. They're not targeting the little people, Todd. I believe they're targeting people like you, like Lindell, and all those big, like your previous caller said, they're going after the money sources and the ones that have the big voices that reach millions of people. That's why they're targeting Lindell. That's why probably they're going to target you and whoever else supports Trump. That's what it is. It's not the little people. They want to stop you guys.
Yeah, and I wish them luck, but I don't think it's going to work. I can tell you it's not going to bother me one bit, but I have noticed, Mark, to that point, in the past week or so, we have seen yet another crackdown on, just after the Forbes magazine call, we noticed another crackdown on social media, letting us share our postings. We've heard from a news aggregation site that said they're no longer going to carry our material, so I wouldn't be surprised if all of this is connected. But here's the reality of it. We have well over 300,000 people that subscribe to my daily newsletter, and those people cannot be silenced, and they can't get a hold of our email distribution list. We hold all of that privately, internally, and we're going to keep getting our message out there. So they may try to shut us down, but we've got to work around every single time they do it.
Absolutely. People have to get out and vote. And they churches have to get out and vote, because right now that's going to be the deciding factor on what happens to this country in the next four
years, sir.
Because this administration we have now is bad.
And Mark, we got to leave it there. Great call, Mark. And I will say this, if Christians do not get out to vote, and I'm talking in record numbers, we will not win in November. That's just a matter of fact. All right, we have some breaking news regarding the FBI and President Trump. You're going to want to stick around for this. We'll give you all the details coming up next. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hour three of the big show underway, and we got a lot going on this hour, including some breaking news regarding the FBI and President Trump. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Also, your calls, 844-747-8868. Again, that is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We have been following some developing news in the culture war front, where Congress is looking to codify language that would protect same-sex marriage. And I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Greg Baylor, who is senior counsel from Alliance Defending Freedom. There is a letter that has been sent to the U.S. Senate on the Respect for Marriage Act, and there is a warning attached to that letter. Greg, first, good to have you with us. Second, what's going on here?
Well, Todd, it is great to be with you. And what is going on is those who support the Respect for Marriage Act have a very deceptively named bill that actually disrespects the American people and threatens our most basic freedoms. This bill does not simply codify the Supreme Court's decision in Obergefell, but it creates an ability for the federal government and activist organizations to go after and sue religious organizations that hold decentable and honorable beliefs about marriage.
The again, the concern here is the way it's being presented, which seems like a noble effort. But when I was reading the letter, I was surprised to know that they could actually use this legislation to actually support any form of marriage.
Yeah, that's right. One of the things the bill does is that it, first of all, it repeals the definition of marriage that's in the Defense of Marriage Act. And that definition was one man and one woman. Now, of course, the Supreme Court has already said in the Windsor case, well, that's unconstitutional. So this is an utterly unnecessary act. But instead of just saying, you know, marriage is what the Supreme Court said it is, they say that the federal government is required to recognize any marriage that is recognized by a state. And in one part of the bill, there's a limitation that says we're only talking about two-person marriages. In this part of the bill that tells the federal government to recognize state marriages, there is no limitation to two-person marriages. So if this bill passes in its current form and a state like Massachusetts says, you know what, we're going to have polygamy here, the federal government itself will be required to recognize same-sex polygamous marriages as well.
You know, I don't want to be flippant here, but I mean, you've got people out there trying to. I think there was in Massachusetts a case of a trio, a throuple. You know, they wanted to get married. You had a guy that wanted to get married to his laptop computer. I mean, it's and again, I mean, if you are going to take that step of redefining what God had already defined, what's to stop people from saying, "Well, why can't I marry?" I don't, I'm staring at a can of air freshener. Why can't I marry that can of air freshener?
Yeah, I mean, really, where are the limits? And there's no limits expressed in that part of the bill. And it's, you know, some people might say, well, this is far-fetched. The fact of the matter is, in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, two local jurisdictions have already recognized polygamous relationships and conferred some sort of legal status on them. And think about judges. You know what? The same-sex marriage thing came first from judges. Do we think there's a judge out there who might say, you know what, the reasoning in a case like Obergefell extends to polygamous relationships? I think there might be a judge like that out there.
So where does all of this go? Let's say the U.S. Senate does in fact codify. I mean, you've got hundreds of Republicans that have already signed petitions, many of them lawmakers suggesting that they're going to be supporting this as well.
Yeah, it was unfortunate that things went so quickly in the House of Representatives that a significant number, a couple of dozen Republicans, voted for the bill. They had one day to look at it, and I think they made a mistake. The fortunate thing about the Senate is that it moves a little bit slower, and we've had an opportunity, as have our allies and have our people interested in just respecting religious liberty and defending it, they've been able to communicate to the Senate, look, slow down. This is not a good thing. It's not what it purports to be. It's not simply a codification of the Obergefell decision. It creates serious threats for religious liberty. It lays the foundation for the potential stripping of tax-exempt status by the IRS of nonprofits that don't adhere to the current orthodoxy about what marriage is. So we hope that the Senate will slow down. We hope that there won't be 10 Republicans who join the Democrats in order to overcome the filibuster and make this thing into law.
All right. Well, again, we appreciate you, Greg, coming on the program today, alerting our audience about this. Folks, we have a story up on toddstearns.com, but you can also go to adflegal.org and get all of the background on the story. There is a great piece here called The Respect for Marriage Act Can't Answer the Question, What is Marriage? And you can read that at adflegal.org. org. All right, Greg, thank you again. Appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it.
All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. I want to get to that breaking news, and this really is a bombshell of a story. The FBI, according to a brand new filing from John Durham, and he's been investigating the whole Russia collusion story for, gosh, a couple of years now. We now know, thanks to a new filing that has just come out, that the FBI paid a Russian agent to frame President Trump. This story up on our website at toddstearns.com. The alleged principal source of the discredited Steele dossier became a paid FBI informant. Igor Dechenko has been charged with 5 counts of lying to the FBI as part of Durham's probe into the origins of the original Russia collusion investigation. But a filing unsealed this week says the FBI actually paid Dechenko as a confidential human source during the years then-President Donald Trump was under investigation. By the way, Dechenko is the guy that has supplied the most salacious accusations in the Steele dossier, which all turned out not to be true. Durham claims that Dechenko, hired by the FBI in March 2017, remained a spy for the FBI during Robert Mueller's probe into the accusations against the Trump campaign. We're starting to put the puzzle pieces together here. And again, you can read the full story up on our website right now. But we're beginning to put the puzzle pieces together, and it certainly appears as if all of this was concocted by people within the FBI and the Clinton team, the Clinton campaign organization, to take out Donald Trump by using this phony dossier. I mean, this is pretty despicable stuff here, ladies and gentlemen. And we can only pray that people are brought to justice over this. I mean, this is just nonsense. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, going right to the phones, folks, are you intimidated? Are you concerned that your support for Donald Trump could result in a visit from the FBI? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Right, so this is a little funny. Actually, it's a lot funny. So there was a big primary yesterday in New Hampshire. Now, what's interesting about this is that you had all of these MAGA Republicans on the ballot, but President Trump actually stayed neutral. So the president, and what was it that, I mean, the establishment party, they're like, Trump's got to stay out of this. And if Trump stays out of this, then the establishment candidates are going to pull out the wins. Well, it turned out not to be true. As a matter of fact, all of the MAGA candidates, the pro-Trump candidates in New Hampshire, won their primary battles, and it is freaking the establishment out. But what does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? What does that tell you that conservatives, anti-establishment conservatives, are winning primary battles in, of all places, New England? What does that tell you? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. A lot of folks wanting to weigh in. Let's start in North Carolina. Matthew wants to weigh in on this marriage bill. Hey, Matthew, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I've not read the bill, but I'm just wondering, is that not in the benefit of the state? If you have more people getting married, I can see why the Democrats and the Republicans would vote on it. Just because it's going to allow more money to come into the state with the marriage license.
Well, the problem I have with all of this, and again, going back to what Justice Clarence Thomas wrote about marriage and Obergefell, the problem with Obergefell, just like Roe v. Wade, you had the federal government weighing in on what should be a state matter. And honestly, I'm not sure why the government is in the business of marriage anyway. But again, it's a disturbing thing that's happening. But they're being flat out dishonest with how they've written the language in this.
I mean, but is it alarming of why the Republicans would vote on it, given the fact that it would drive more money to their state?
Well, look, I mean, you've got four. Look, the reality is that the Republican Party is going to be is pro-gay marriage. I mean, by and large, the Republican Party is pro-gay marriage. And I don't think you're going to have people standing up and opposing this like you would have 5 or 10 years ago. Matthew, appreciate the call. Got to run. Let's go to Patty in North Carolina. Now, Patty, I understand you're going to the big Trump rally. That's coming up, what, in Wilmington, North Carolina?
No, I'm going to the one in Ohio.
Oh, wow. So you're – well, you know, he's going to – Trump is coming to Wilmington, North Carolina soon.
Yes, he is, and I'll be at that one too. So, you know, I'm under the RICO Act here.
I love it.
Hey, I am. You know, my pitch is plastered all over the place. I'm waiting for them to knock at my door at 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay,
Patty, and, I would. If you do that, I want you to have the cell phone camera going because I can promise you that'll go viral.
You know what I told Grace? I would invite them in and have, like Mary Walter would say, have coffee and coffee cake for them.
I know you. You're a good Southern lady. I have no doubt that you would do
that. I'm not a Southern lady. I'm from New Jersey. I moved to North Carolina. The best thing I ever did was, you know, I jumped over the wall, got out of there. And I love North Carolina. I love where I live. I told Grace I have more signs on my lawn. I'm surprised they're not knocking at the door already.
No, look, I hear you, Patty. Now, I know you're from the North, but you live in the South now, and you act like a Southerner, so we count you as one of our own. Patty, just say it. Say y'all. How y'all doing?
Really?
Well,
how
I'm just trying
you
to.
How y'all doing?
No, well, all right. You're kind of sort of a Southerner. How's that? So we'll work on the y'all.
I have too much. Hey, listen, Tom. Hey, let me tell you something. I am so surprised. You know what I'm waiting for? Like, I feel like, you know, Mike Lindell going to a Hardee's. I'm waiting to go into an Arby's and have 900 FBI agents surround me.
You know, and the sad thing here is, Patty, that it's always a possibility. I mean, we just had Dick Morris on, and he said, Todd, if we get disconnected, I hope it's a bad phone line and not the FBI dragging me out. You know, we all sort of think that way.
You know what? And I'm not deterred. I hear callers, you know, like this guy, the guy that calls you, and he's got his own opinion. But let me tell you something. I am not deterred. I'm going to put more signs on my lawn. I'm going to put more stickers on my car.
Good for you, Patty. Hey, look, you've got to let it. Give us a call when you get to the rally. We want to hear how things went, and you be safe driving or heading over to Ohio.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend are going. She's driving, and guess what? I want to say one thing, though. Can I say something? Tim Ryan should be ashamed of himself of what he said.
Yeah, he should, but I don't think he cares. Otherwise, he would have apologized, but they don't care. All right, Patty, you take...
Okay, I'll let you know. I'll let you know how it went.
All right, and it's y'all, Patty, y'all. There's just y'all. Just let it just kind of flow. That's all right. We love Patty. It's tough. You know, Grace, I tried to teach some of the Northerners I worked with at Fox News Channel. I call them Northerners. I want to be respectful. I don't want to call them Yankees. But, you know, they just can't. It's
you
y'all.
Guys.
It's
they
like
say
it
you
gets
guys,
caught on the throat.
Right?
It's sad. By the way, can I just say something about Atlanta? When did Atlanta stop being a Southern city?
Oh, everybody, it's – don't they call it the New York City of the South?
Nobody talks with an accent around here. I don't see any pickup trucks in the Atlanta in metro area. I mean, north of Atlanta, in Gainesville, this is the South. But, Grace, I got up for breakfast this morning, and you know what I have to have at breakfast. Sat down, and I asked for my scrambled eggs. I asked for some bacon. I asked for a glass of sweet tea, and I asked for a biscuit.
And
they got
you
no
get?
Biscuits.
Oh,
no biscuits and unsweet
sorry.
Tea. No biscuits.
Ugh.
What's wrong with these people?
The world's just spiraling quickly.
No, they said, would you like a bagel? No, I don't want a bagel. If I wanted a bagel, I'd go to New York City. I want a biscuit. I'm in the South.
I told you, New York of the South. That's what they're saying.
Unbelievable.
Now.
It would be like going into one of the Jewish delis in New York and asking for a bagel. And they're like, well, we don't have any bagels.
Oof. Yeah. It's a travesty.
What's wrong with travesty. These people? You know what the problem is? They need to carry my show in the Atlanta area, and we would fix that problem for them.
Yes, definitely.
I'm just saying.
I'll get on it.
All right. Thank you, Grace. All right. Let's go to Kip in Georgia, listening to us on WDU. And Kip, you know what I'm talking about? Atlanta doesn't feel like the South.
That's probably true. I got out of there a long time ago.
Good for you. You made the right choice. What's on your mind, Kip?
You know, I was thinking about this stuff, some of the stuff you're talking about, and the telephones being confiscated by the FBI. I think we should all just smash that old phone that we have, just smash it to pieces and send them to the FBI and say, compliments of Hillary.
get some bleach, do a little bit of bleach bidding. Is that...
Yeah, bleach them, smash them and bleach them and just send them to Hillary, to the FBI. Or either just carry an extra one around in your pocket, or in your car. And when they stop you, just give them the busted up phone in a Ziploc bag and say, here you go.
I like that idea.
It's Hillary style.
It's interesting, Kip. And by the way, for those of you that are listening, and God forbid the FBI knocks on your door, if you have everything uploaded to the cloud, all you have to do is go out and get a new phone, and you can just re-download everything. So that could at least, be one possible solution there. All right, Kip, God bless you, and thanks for the call. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. No, it's called culture creep. That's what it is. Grace gets upset every time I get off on these tangents, but it's like kudzu. Once you let the left in to your community, it covers everything and it kills everything it touches. That's what liberalism is. I'm just saying. All right, got to take a break here. Our good friend Dr. Amir Kaner is dropping by in studio, president of Truett McConnell College or University now. That's Truett McConnell University. We'll be talking with him coming up as well. We are broadcasting live from our great affiliate, WDUN. Here in Gainesville, Georgia, I'll be speaking at the Pray, Vote, Stand conference. That's coming up tomorrow. We've got information on the website. We'll be right back, America. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are on the road this week. By the way, tomorrow I will be speaking at the Pray, Vote, Stand conference in Atlanta. And our good friend, the host of Wake Up Memphis, KWAM, Tim Van Horn, will be filling in for me tomorrow. And then I'll be back in the studio with you on Friday, then off to California. We'll be broadcasting the show from Los Angeles and then Charlotte, North Carolina. And then Wichita. Geez, Alou, I'm already worn out. Dr. Amir Kaner, though, joins us from Truett McConnell University. We're sort of in your neighborhood. Dr. Kaner, good to see you today.
Always good to see you, Todd. It looks like we're two of the four horsemen have come together.
Exactly. Of course, Truett has been a longtime friend of the program, and you guys are just doing some incredible work as a Christian university. And you guys certainly do not shy away from patriotism at Truett.
No, and why would you? We're never going to teach our students to hate themselves, hate each other, or hate our country. And that's the typical indoctrination of K through 12. And it's on steroids when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion officers within most secular university campuses.
It's the craziest thing, Dr. Kaner. We have seen this movement really over the past couple of years. Maybe you can pinpoint, when it actually started, this idea that you can't be a good Christian and support America, or if you're a church, you shouldn't have an American flag in your sanctuary. Where did all that stuff come from?
Well, university is always the incubation unit for this. And so when you're looking at dangerous philosophies like critical race theory, which comes from the critical theory of that actually was birthed in Germany, it came over here and it stayed the stuff, but it really came full form right before the pandemic. And they knew with the Great Reset, it's time to unlaunch. It's not to apologize. And radicalism really became mainstream to such an extent that you're now seeing stories like in Ireland where a teacher that would not use a pronoun for a student who's biologically male was kicked out of school and ultimately arrested because he wasn't allowed to teach.
And of course, it hasn't gotten to that extreme just yet here in America, but we have certainly seen teachers that have been fired, teachers that have been punished for not going along with this sex and gender revolutionary ideology that we talk a lot about on this program.
Why wouldn't it? I mean, they get all the funding from the feds. They get all the funding from every state, including red states. And if you would just shift that into funding for a student instead of funding for a bureaucracy, you would correct it. Because why would you have a degree in gender studies that gives you nothing at the end beyond an activist for the liberal cause? Allow them to have it if people want it. That's capitalism. But right now, we don't have capitalism. We have an infused socialism where funding's going to come regardless of what you teach and what they want.
On this program, we encourage people homeschool if you can. If you can't, make sure you get your kid into a good Christian private school. But even then, that could be problematic. I mean, what is it that people, that moms and dads should be looking for, not just on the grade school and high school level, but really on the collegiate level? What should they be looking for in a university?
Well, and you hit the target on the head with homeschool. I homeschool my children, and my son's now a junior forensic psychology major at Truett McConnell, and my daughter will be nursing. I mean, they get all the education they need. And the homeschool movement, which only 500,000, is about to birth to 5 million by the end of the next decade. So you're having this massive growth pattern simply because parents realize they can do it themselves, they can do it better, they can do it cheaper, all of those things. But on the university front, absolutely key that the first person they meet at a university is not the admissions officer that smiles at you, but go to the DEI officer, the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion officer, and ask them what their role is here. Ask to see some syllabi. For example, I have a friend who was doing a PhD at one of our universities here in Georgia, and the entire syllabus was Black Lives Matter. And his first project was, since you're white, you are a racist. How are you going to apologize to it? And if he didn't write it, he would fail. So he dropped out of the program.
Is that right? I mean, it's just that in your face.
It's if people think it's audacious on the media, social media platforms, you have no idea how strong and how uncontested it is at the university level. So when people say, when did it happen? It didn't happen overnight. But they immediately took over universities, and then they were self-perpetuating so that in places like sociology, you can't find any conservatives. You may find a smattering in a business school, a law school, a history school, but even now that's gone because the whole mantra is critical race theory, which means if you don't hold to this Marxist philosophy, you're not welcome, and worse than that, you're somehow phobic or you're a racist, or whatever it is. There's no intellectual thought allowed.
So let's talk about what's happening at Truett McConnell, because you guys are clearly, you're not ashamed of the gospel message. You are also conservative, and you guys love America.
Well, and to the positive front, if you're looking at the negatives, what you should look for, and I would also tell people, if their children go to a secular school, that's what they chose to do, you got to get yourself in a local church, or I promise you, your compass will be off. At Truett, what we do is we tell them, here's who we are. We are a school that has a confession of faith. So mom and dad do not have to worry about the fact that we are going to teach something that it doesn't align with Scripture. But secondly, we teach not only the most biblical, but the broadest. So when you go to a UGA or Georgia Tech and you go to biology, you're only going to get evolution. The student at Truett gets evolution and creation, then also understands how to affirm creation. They get a broader education and a more biblical education as you get to Truett. Those are crucial issues that mom and dad have to look for. And I would add one more. It's not merely the theology or the religion department that needs to be conservative. It needs to be all of the schools, or else you're going to have a bifurcated or maybe bipolar education where one side's liberal and one side's conservative.
That's a great point. I've never really heard that described it like that before, but I think it makes a lot of sense. Vice President Mike Pence was at Liberty University today, another great school, speaking at convocation. He said that people calling for tolerance have little tolerance for Christianity. Do you agree with that idea from the vice president?
Yeah, the NASCAR race towards socialism that liberals have has gone to a speed nobody's ever seen. You know, the liberals of old would say, we're right, and we're trying to convince you that we're right. The liberals of new, there is no toleration, but there must be a full-form conformity. And that's why the intellectual term Marxism is used. Marxism means there is no other alternative opinion that is even allowed. And you check to see if there are any allowed. When you see conservative people trying to go to secular schools and try to speak, they're not even allowed on the campus. All of a sudden, the students shut them down. They scream if they do show up. There's no free speech allowed whatsoever.
Dr. Amir Kanner from Truett-McConnell University here in beautiful North Georgia. Dr. Kanner, you guys also in the throes of a big, big congressional race, a lot of other races here. How are things going, and how involved are your students in politics?
I would say a plurality of our students are deeply involved, or they're noticing what's going on because it impacts them. And everything from saying, hey, your student loan debt is forgiven, which it isn't. It's just placed on another generation. It's placed in the debt. And people that didn't go to college are paying for those who did go to college. But they know. They know it because when you hit the grocery store and you hit the gas tanks and you hit everyday life, it wasn't this way 2 years ago. And the only question is, to whom is responsible? So here in Georgia, of course, you have two Democrat senators, and they both voted with Biden every single time to spend every single penny that you have and more. So what they really have done is infused so many dollars in the economy that the dollar that you hold in your wallet is not worth as much as it was 2 years ago, which creates not an inflationary pattern of 8.5%, which was announced. That's a cheating number. Because they changed what was counted in there. If you count what was counted 30 years ago, it's a 16% inflationary rate. And that's what we see in the grocery store.
And again, going back to the root problem here, the reason why college costs so much, you're looking at the salaries of all of these woke professors, all of these woke degrees. And the reality is, if you're going to college and you're majoring in 16th century lesbian pottery, you're not going to be able to pay back your loan. I mean, we're going to get stuck footing that. We're going to have to foot the bill for that stuff.
And add to it, the whole point of paying off someone's student loan is a first step. Progressives are very good at this. The second step is they want to own universities so that you can only study what they tell you to study because they're now paying for you. Free college education is not free thought, and it's not free at all. In the same way that we're now spending $20,000 to $26,000 in the state of Georgia to educate a K through 12, imagine what you'd have to pay in a university, because it's not merely the professor that doesn't have a student success anything in mind. It's the massive, massive administrative overhead at every university.
So knowing what's out there, and I mean, there are a lot of enticements to go to the public universities and colleges. What is it about Truett that you are hearing from your students? Mm. What is it that's bringing them to your campus?
So I would first say that the majority of those who come say they have a sense of belonging and a sense of faith. Those two things are crucial to our students, that they are welcome in their faith. And they are maturing in their faith, but also they're welcome as a family. They're a cohesive unit. We hang together. I played intramural basketball last year. That may sound odd because I'm a 52-year-old
man. It does sound odd, very odd.
Oh, look, and I'm a nerd. I have the arms of a thinking man. I have a 3-inch vertical. I don't belong on the court. We were undefeated, though. We never won a game. So undefeated has a certain term to it. But it's that part. They come to chapel together. They're part of an athletic team together, and that type of intimacy, growing in the faith and being unapologetically Christian, which means that we hold to a biblical sufficiency in every class that we have.
And I'm curious how that has worked out. When you came to the university, it was a college, mm-hmm. and there were just a handful of students there. And to take us through that process of where you guys are now.
So the first process was a confession of faith that all faculty would be united around a core theology that Jesus is the only way to heaven. The Bible is the word of God. Religious liberty is in within our confession of faith and sharing Christ with others and other things. The second was to core that value to our students. Every one of our students, we have 10 different schools, whether it's criminal justice, music business, Christian studies, whatever. Every one of our students, before they graduate, have to take a Great Commission minor. So they have to take a theology class, a Bible class, a mission trip or a missions class, a Christian worldview class, a class on the free church, so they can graduate. We ensure that every one of our faculty were fully bought as full believers, devout in Christ, so that when they're in biology, they're taught by a PhD from Harvard, who also is a Bible-believing Christian. And you can do the best of both worlds. The lie of the university is Christians are not intellectuals. When I would challenge anyone with schools we have compared to any other university in the nation.
Dr. Amir Kanner is hanging out with us, the president of Truett McConnell University, 844-747-8868. If you would like to ask Dr. Kanner a question, that's 844-747-8868. We're gonna take a break here. Can you stick around for a few minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, this is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Just yesterday evening on the White House lawn, inflation reduction was a silly thing. I woke up this morning and I rewrote this song. Let me tell you how it really seems. Whoa, it seems Biden has no brain. He says stupid things that his staff cannot explain. When you hear Joe speak, you think that he's insane. In the office, he can't remain.
I'm talking yeah.
Oh, it seems Biden has no brain. He gave a speech that I thought would never end. I'd say Joe resign if I really was his friend. Not going to the White House again.
The vocal stylings of Jim Gossett here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I bet you didn't realize we were doing DJ music stuff here, Dr. Kanner.
Oh, it's so classic. When he said, we'll be fine, Biden wasn't lying. By we, he meant him and Jill. The rest of us are in trouble, but he's doing just great. He's got all the Chinese money he needs.
You know, just think about this. Here you have the FBI out there, and they're raiding, you know, poor Mike Lindell and all of these Trump supporters. Meanwhile, we still don't have a clue what was in the documents, the Jeffrey Epstein case, Hunter Biden's laptop. They're not touching that with a 10-foot pole, but they're coming after Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
And they're back to interviewing Hillary Clinton. That's the classic thing. How should we react when Hillary Clinton was asked about Trump and his classifications? Hillary Clinton, the one who had super classified information.
And just thousands and thousands of classified documents in her control, not to mention her own private email server. It's very clear, I think, to the American people what the FBI is up to right now and the Biden administration.
Well, and it's a key. You can't just win in November. You can't win by one or two seats. You got to swing 4, 5, 6 Senate seats. You got to swing 40, 45 House seats. You can't get happy with, oh, we get 20 in the House. That's not enough.
How's Herschel doing here? I mean, the polling numbers are looking pretty good for him.
Herschel's got a good campaign running. I think people realize, and they will, between the voter and the likely voter, that Herschel will swing a 3 to 5 point win. And Governor Kemp is absolutely doing phenomenal here because he's staying on course and he's visiting every small town there is and talking to the people and not merely going to any big rally.
And what, Stacey Abrams doing Star Trek shows and writing romance novels.
Yeah, no wonder she's down 8. I mean, she doesn't even know how to campaign well. If that's the best she has, those theatrics only work in where she's getting the money in Silicon Valley.
All right. People want information about Truett McConnell University. If they want to donate to the school, maybe there's a student listing. Where should they go?
Truett.edu, T-R-U-E-T-T.edu. And we do. We have 15 programs online, both undergraduate and graduate, dual enrollment all the way through graduate degrees, we would love to have anyone.
And of course, and again, stressing that online education, so you don't even have to go to North Georgia. You can do that, take your studies from your living room.
Yeah, we have students all over the world that are taking degrees, and many are missionaries, many are different, and they're just family with Truett McConnell.
Good to see you, Dr. Kanner.
Always.
By the way, Grace Baker, I have to share this news with you. You know, we were talking about the Collegiate Grill and how I'm a huge fan of the chili slaw dogs there.
Oh, yeah, the hot dog saga.
I rush over there after the show, pull in, find a parking spot, and I open the door only to see, I'm opening the door as they're turning the sign that says closed.
That's just sad. That's heart-wrenching. I'm sorry.
I wanted to cry a little bit. Oh. I don't know. It may have been an FBI plot.
Don't cry, Todd. It's going to be okay.
I don't know. Thank you, Grace. All right, folks. It's been a lot of fun. Dr. Kanner, thank you. Great to see you. Folks, Tim Van Horn in tomorrow. If you're in the Atlanta area, drop by and say hello. We're doing a big book signing, speaking engagement at the First Baptist Church in Atlanta. Big out, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.